Before bedtime. The constant need to look at screens hurts my eyes. They are carmine and sterile, agonizing over the brightness, taking too much in, unable to make sense of the scenes. Stunned, they can't shed tears and wash the angst. Eyelids aren't enough to filter the weirdness of the moment, and eye drops offer just a temporary relief. An artificial blessing. My pupils are limited to a 28-inch view of speculations. They watch a two-dimensional world populated by imprisoned people, forced smiles and flat conversations, the latest background of a pseudo-novelty. My wary eyes break down as they seek a refuge inside my mind, where a torrent of words and feelings hover around neurotically, clashing thoughts in what seems to be a shrinking space. In their despair for survival, my eyes turn to the blank page, to a piece of paper. They work on reverse, putting out the absurd amount of information accumulated. They criticize the sentence on the notebook, a horde of run-out perspective. But it feels good to be empty. To have thrown out the airness and uncertainty, to hope for a complete reboot, for the dawn of a fresh reality, for a life easier to comply, full of encouraging possibilities. Now my eyes can rest, fall into the darkness, enjoy the pause, inhabit a world of joyful dreams and untold beliefs. Now my eyes can close, forget themselves, and sleep in the arms of Topia.